Welcome to the Dugout Debate Halftime Team Talk, where we discuss issues raised from the last podcast, as well as any questions that you send in.
We'll also look ahead to what is going to be featured in next Monday's episode.
So we've had a couple of questions come in from the last episode, and both from Jack Simpson, and his first one was, can concussion become more common after suffering from it before, like George North did, and therefore would you expect players like him to retire earlier than expected because of it?
Like I said in the main episode, the topic of concussion is one of grey, not really black or white. However, there does appear to be a bit of consensus when it comes to repeated concussions. And it appears to be that if you have had a concussion before, you're probably more likely to get one in the future. So to answer that question, yes. As we've seen with players like George North, like Mike Brown, like Brian O'Driscoll, these guys have had more than one concussion, certainly. Something I'll link in our extra reading section on our website, there was quite a big study quite a while ago, back in 2003, by Dr. Kevin Guskiewicz, who essentially, one of the major findings of that study was that collegiate players who had three or more previous concussions were around three times more likely to have a concussion than those with no concussion history. So obviously, from that, you can infer that with a concussion, there is an increased risk of getting a concussion in the future. To answer the second part of that question, yes, I do think that more players will retire earlier, because part of it will be to do with the education. Players are being told that, you know, this is a real, this can have significant consequences to your long-term welfare and subsequent your quality of life in the future. And I think that medical advice will become more and more conservative, just going, okay, I think it's time that you seriously consider hanging up your boots.
Awesome. So Jack's second question was, will there be an impact to sports where teams take advantage of concussion protocols, where they can make substitutes at key moments? And he talks about the France against Wales game in the Six Nations last time round. So for those that don't know about that situation, that game ended up going 20 minutes past the 80-minute mark. And there was a situation where there was a scrum 5 metres out where Youini Antonio was taken off the pitch by France because they felt that the tight head that they could bring on was superior to him for the situation they were in. And they did it all under the name of a HIA when there's a lot of suspicion that he didn't need one at all. So although that did seem to happen and it's all alleged, I can't really see that would happen regularly in sport. And as we've mentioned in previous conversations, there is now often independent verification, particularly in the NFL, where there is a team doctor. There is an independent doctor there along with team doctors doing the assessment with players. So it's difficult to get away with that type of thing fundamentally.
I could definitely see a future where the RFU moves towards something like that. It just seems like a good idea. It just removes this completely from the possibility of things that are going to happen. So, yeah. Right. That was just a quick one, just covering some of the stuff that we had sent in. And I suppose the big question is, Chris, what are we going to be doing our next podcast on?
So our next podcast is going to be on financial fair play and transfers within football. Looking at whether money is ruining the game, whether financial fair play is actually stringent enough to regulate the sport, whether TV money has gone straight to the players' wages and transfer fees, and whether Neymar and his 200 million price tag is going to become the norm, or whether that was just a one-off.
Fabulous. So hopefully you look forward to that. We'll be releasing that again next Monday. Don't forget to follow us on @dugout_debate on Twitter or on Facebook, or find us on our website at www.dugoutdebatepodcast.wordpress.com.